Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
WSTM 968 Mobile.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 33 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.
This is W8DOD on 147840. Okay, signal check, please.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
Good evening, Ron. KC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. I am headed up to Bay City to meet a guy to pick up a couple of empty bamboo spools. So he had them up on Marketplace for $5 a piece, so I can use a couple extra.
Yeah, that's not a bad price. It's just your gas and time. $5, so that's somewhat reasonable. I've been buying the Sunlu, and you, depending on what Sunlu you buy, which product Sunlu you buy, you get a reusable spool. I'm thinking you might be able to reuse them in bamboo.
Yeah, I don't know. That's some of them. I think those are usable with bamboo filament too. I know one guy did one online. One of the YouTubers was comparing, took bamboo spool and took off the cardboard spools, just basically broke off the sides and was able to slide just about everything that he had in the shack that was on cardboard onto the bamboo spools. There was just one, and I can't think what it was. I want to think it was a Sunlu or something that he had that used a smaller inner core than what everybody else used. So, but yeah, these are, I got to ask the guy. He had like 20 of them for sale, and he said, well, he had somebody that was going to buy those, so if he had more, he might have a few more, he would let me know. So I'm thinking, what are you doing? You're just buying. See, I buy just the standard spool first and then refills after that because the refills are cheaper. And I don't need a bunch of extra spools sitting around, not that many. So I got to kind of ask him why he's got so many.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but I know I've been buying the Sunlu PLA Plus, and they come with a reusable spool. I've just now found where they have refills. You can always have the refills and the colors you want, but I just now found where they have refills. And I've been using the Sunlu PLA Plus 2, and I have been able to find Sunlu PLA Plus for refills, and so I've loaded some of the spools up with that. So that's what I've done.
Yeah, I like the refillable spools like that. It's just, pop them apart, slide the new refill on, and lock them back together and continue on. Once in a while, it would be nice to have an extra black, because that's what I use most of, so that I could have two of them in the AMS, and when one runs out, if it was a real long print, the AMS will switch over to the other spool. As long as it's the same color and same type, so they're both PLA black, then they'll switch over. and continue on printing, but most time that hadn't been a problem. I'd been around when they got to the end of the spool, and when it ran out, I just reloaded it, popped it back in the AMS. When it got to the end of the runout sensor, it looked and said, oh, there's another spool here, and it feeds it, and away it goes. But so on most of those, it's no problem.
Yeah, it would be nice to have the extra spool and not have to worry about being there when it runs out, and just continue it on. So, yes, I know that we ended up with a 2-kilogram spool for, Brian ended up with a 2-kilogram spool of PLA. And that does get you printing for quite a while when you put LoJat in there. No refills for it so far. I haven't seen any around, but that's a big spool of plastic on the side of the machine.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, I like a couple extra spools just empties. I got one more empty at home in a regular spool, and then I got a high temp that I bought if I need to re-spool ABS or something. But it's nice to have. Matter of fact, I had to re-spool one of my blacks. I got working on a project. I ran out of black, put the new refill on, and started to print, and I got an email error that there was a filament problem. I get down and it's all tangled. So, not sure what was there, why that was happening, but I ended up having to re-spool it. And I had, like I said, an extra spool and an extra cardboard insert that already had the RFDI chip for the black PLA on it. I keep a few of those. So I just re-spooled it. It took me about 5 minutes. And, got it back running, so that was good. I don't know what happened. They got it all tangled up in there, and I managed to finish my print with it, me manually untangling it as I went along, but that wasn't going to work for a while. All right, Rick, I'm going to jump out of here just for a moment. I'm up at Myers where I'm meeting the guy up here on Euclid and Bay City, so I gotta look for his blue Nissan. We'll make an exchange here for some bucks for some spools, and I'll be back with you in case you might get.
Oh, very good. Very good. That worked out well. KCAVLA.
KC8YVF Mobile.
Well, did he have what you're looking for?
That he did. He was a little late. He sent me a message. He said, we still meeting? I said, yep. So, in just a couple minutes, we did a quick exchange of about 20 seconds, and I'm on my way back home.
Well, very good. Very good. It worked out. Do you have extras at all, or do you just have the two?
No, I actually picked up 4 of them. So, he had like 20 of them. And that's what I was wondering. I talked to him, but I'm running late as it is. I got the granddaughter coming over, and daughter. Got to get my granddaughter a music lesson tonight, so I'm going to head back. But, yeah, he had like 20 of them, and I said, well, I'll take 4 if you got them, just to have a few extras and whatever, but yeah, they showed a cardboard spool on them and the RFID tags on them, so, yeah, he just ran out and left them as they are. That's an expensive way to do that. Bamboo sells those spools. If you buy them just by themselves, they're $15 a piece. If you buy a refill and add a spool, refillable spool, then they're $8 a piece.
Well, yeah, so you did well getting them that way. That worked out better, doesn't it?
Yep, I've got one of the, I bought one over at Hobby Lobby, one of their refillable spools, and it does fit the bamboo, so I have one of those. It's a little flimsier, so not as solid as the bamboo ones. And they were, at the time, they were $4.99, so $5 a piece for those. I said, well, that's a good refill spool if I need to take it off in one and put it on another and then put it back type of thing. I had to do that before. I got one bamboo that I took it off, put it on, just a bad spool that I had, and then rewound it back on the good spool, so I actually wound it twice, but saved the spool, or spool of filament that way.
Yep, so, yeah, I had some spools go bad. It's kind of a pain in the butt. You end up having a snag in them there, and you have to shut everything down, and it loops your print up, and everything else is not fun. So, I should have been looking at refooling some of that stuff, so. All right, the wife just walked in the door. So I'll let you motor on down the highway back home, and I will talk with you later. I won't make tomorrow night's meeting. I don't know if you've seen any of my emails or not. And I also sent you something on hand clock today. I texted that to you. Catch you later. CCVOA.
I've seen both of those, so thank you very much. I'll cover that tomorrow on the ham clock, tomorrow at the meeting as well, just to throw that out. And then I'll put together a little sheet of paper to hand out at the next club meeting for anybody who's got it with the instructions how to convert it. So I watch that. So 73, we'll talk to you later. KCYVF.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 18 degrees.